From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said on Twitter Wednesday that the nuclear threat from North Korea no longer exists. That tweet drew a lot of criticism. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Much has to occur before the world can breathe easier with regard to North Korea, says Democratic Senator Gene Shaheen.
The nuclear threat will not be over until they have dismantled their entire nuclear establishment and removed both their enrichment capacity and their weapons.
Lawmakers are also responding icily to reports by North Korea's state-run media that during the Singapore summit, Trump agreed to lift sanctions against Pyongyang as a trust-building measure. A joint statement issued at the end of the summit made no mention of sanctions relief. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said in a new report Wednesday that the banned nerve agent sarin and chlorine were very likely used in an attack in northern Syria last year. It says the attack happened south of the city of Tamena in March 2017. The group also said chlorine was likely used as a weapon the next day at Tamena Hospital and in the surrounding area. The organization said its conclusions were based on witness testimony and sample analyses. The Saudi-led coalition backing Yemen's exiled government launched a fierce assault Wednesday on the crucial port city of Hodeidah. It's the biggest offensive of the years-long war in the Arab world's poorest nation. And late Wednesday, the UN Security Council announced it will meet on Thursday to discuss the situation in Yemen. This is VOA News. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzica reports from the English-speaking northwestern town of Jiqua in Cameroon, which has been completely deserted due to fighting between Cameroon military and separatists. A new report by the international human rights group Amnesty International criticizes both sides for using unnecessary and excessive force.
Amnesty International says civilians are caught in a deadly escalation of violence between the military and separatists seeking an English-speaking state. Amnesty says Cameroon's military has responded with arbitrary arrests, torture, unlawful killings, and destruction of property. Military spokesperson Kanedide Bajek has described as unfounded allegations that the country's soldiers are using excessive force on the population. Moki Edwin Kinzica for VOA News, Jiqua, northwestern Cameroon.
President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is looking for new lawyers. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
A person familiar with the case says the attorneys who've represented Cohen since last year plan to step aside. Cohen's been represented by Stephen Ryan, a Washington lawyer who was brought on to help him prepare for congressional testimony about Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutors in New York have said publicly they're investigating Cohen for fraud in his business dealings. The person who reported the change in lawyers says Cohen has not talked with prosecutors about any plea bargain. Cohen has admitted he made the deal to buy the silence of porn star Stormy Daniels. Investigators in that case seized records from his home and office this spring. Warren Levinson, New York.
North America will host the 2026 World Cup. FIFA voters overwhelmingly opted for the financial and logistical certainty of a United States-led bid. Carlos Cordero is the president of U.S. Soccer.
On behalf of our united bid, Canada, Mexico, and my country, the United States, thank you so, so very much for this incredible honor. Thank you for entrusting us with this privilege, the privilege of hosting the FIFA World Cup in 2026.
The U.S. Central Bank raised interest rates slightly Wednesday and signaled that rates are likely to go higher as the economy continues to strengthen. It says the labor market continues to improve, spending is rising, and inflation is also rising closer to the modest 2% annual rate that experts say helps the economy grow predictably and well. Fed officials work to maximize employment while maintaining stable prices. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.